Storytelling pro Evropu.
Storytelling para Europa.
Storytelling for Europe.
Storytelling pre Europu.
Robert grew up in a rumor settlement. His mother always taught him that if he wanted to achieve something in life, he had to do something for it. Robert, a student of applied economics, lives in Bratislava. He works as a presenter and reporter. I haven't achieved anything big yet, so I can't say that I'm proud of myself, he says. My name is Robert Hambordagel, and I grew up on a rumor settlement in Spišský Honol, a village near Levoča, from the age of 6. I remember that our family often had problems, and we had to move from grandmother to grandmother. At home, it was all kinds of things. My father was a good person, but he always had problems with alcohol, and my parents often fought at home because of it. Later, my father also started gambling. We never had enough money, so we even lost the little we had. The older I got, the more I realized. I always knew that I didn't want to spend my whole life in a settlement. The most important thing for me was my mother, who always guided me to study. Sometimes she even beat me when I didn't want to go to school or got bad grades. However, I understood that if I wanted to leave the settlement, I had to try. My childhood was simple. I was an ordinary, uninteresting rumor boy from the settlement. Except for one thing, my mother came from Jelsa Shava, and she spoke Slovak, while everyone in the settlement spoke Romani. We were the only family that spoke Slovak. That also helped me to fit in, to school faster, and to be able to express myself. I was a loner as a little boy. I didn't play much with my peers, neither in the settlement and nor in the classroom. However, when we played football, I was in a team with mostly non-Roma players. I had a lot of friends among them. Some Roma people called me a rake and said that I behaved like a gadjo, as if they were pushing me away. Maybe that's why I didn't want to be with them. I didn't take it seriously. I understood that the most important thing is for a person to work on himself and see the results. I did it very well at school, and my class teacher motivated me to study at a grammar school in the city. But there were 6 of us at home, and we had no money. I knew that I would have to choose a secondary school according to our situation. I remember when satellite TV came into fashion. I came home from school, and I always watched movies. I liked to watch Roma magazine programs, and I saw that this is exactly what I wanted to do. I fulfilled my dream. On the other hand, I think that I haven't achieved anything much yet. I had to try hard in life, as my family didn't have enough money. I did different jobs to earn extra money. At night, I unloaded trucks, went to Vienna, and dug canals. I always found a part-time job or a chore in the village. I learned to appreciate the money I earned, and although it was not easy, I have no regrets. Although I was good at school, I was aware that I would not be able to study at grammar school. My family didn't even have money for basic things like traveling or the internet, which I needed to study. Once, by some miracle, my father contacted people from the RED fund to see if they could support me financially. I was very lucky. Thanks to them, I was able to graduate from grammar school, which also helped me with my studies at university. I was the only Roma in grammar school, and even though people at school accepted me, I often encountered discrimination and racism. It is very widespread in Eastern Slovakia, and I have often wondered whether it is even important to study, to be diligent, or to give up. But I was always drawn to the capital where everything takes place. I wanted to be at the center of things to study economics, and I finally succeeded. I like Bratislava. Thanks to my work, I have met many interesting people. I still need some activity, and I can help other Roma in this way. I remember very well the times when I had nothing. My classmates already had the latest types of cell phones, and I didn't even know what the phone was. I didn't even have a computer at home, and they went to school with laptops. I never cried or felt sad about it. I always followed what I taught myself. If you want something, do something about it.
The project Storytelling for Europe is funded by the European Union and Erasmus Plus programme.